In fact, I got to tell you right here that I think it's the church, the last church I believe was that called Saturday or when it was, that wants us to come to North Carolina since we're going to be over there. If I heard the story right, one of the young men there that's in that church, on staff there or whatever, he got a hold of some of my teachings and he started listening to them. And he listened to them and he got on fire. And he called a bunch of people in and said they're going to have a whatever, a healing school. And he started praying for the sick. And that one night in church, 15 people got healed. He was on fire. He said, "You guys have got to come and teach in our church." Oh, yeah, that's what it was. He got a hold of God's power. And when you get a hold of God's power, that's what you need, isn't it? Really, God's power. And he got a hold of God's power, and he preached the word, and 15 people got healed, praise the Lord, 15 and 16. Others said, it's Elijah. Another said, that is a prophet, or one of the prophets. But when Herod heard he said, it's John, whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead, 17 and 18. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Verse 19 and 20. Therefore, Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not. In other words, this woman was mad at him. And she would have killed him if she had had the power. But she didn't have the power. For Herod feared John. That's her husband. Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and a holy man, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and he heard him gladly. In other words, when Herod listened to him, he thought, you know, this man's got it together. He's teaching the right stuff here. And so whenever his wife said, you need to kill him. That man's a holy man of God. You ain't talking to me, woman. I ain't going to touch John the Baptist. And now he's the one that had the power. She didn't, but he did. But he ain't going to hurt him. Okay, verse 21 and 22. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords and his high captains and his chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in, and that's her daughter, she brought her daughter in. I can just see her whispering in her ear, be as seductive to him as you can. I want that husband of mine, which I know he has an adulterous heart. I know he has a pornographic heart. I want you to so light his fire that he'll give you anything when you get through with that dance. She knew what she was doing, didn't she? And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever you will, and I will give it to you. Man, was he pleased with her? Oh, yeah. Oh, man. He probably saw things that did awesome things to him. This beautiful young girl dancing so seductively before him. Wow, is he turned on? Let's see what happened in the next two verses. And he swore unto her, whatsoever you shall ask of me, I will give it to thee unto the half of my kingdom. For a king to make a statement like that to a probably teenage girl or a 21-year or 2-year-old, that's a pretty devastating statement, especially to make out loud before all your guests. And she went forth, it shows how stupid she was. She went forth and said unto her mother, mother, what shall I ask? I mean, you know, if she'd had any brains at all, she said, I want a new Lexus. Yeah, she's just a young girl. Yeah, I mean, don't go ask mother what you want. Hey, if you're going to give me anything I want up to half the kingdom, how about a new Lexus, you know, I mean, whatever, you know. Or in other words, my own chariot with my own guards to carry me. Oh, why not something like that, see? Air-conditioned camel. And she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. What a thing to ask. Verse 26. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that you give me by and by in a charger or on a platter the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceedingly sorry. Yet for his oath's sake and for their sake, which sat with him, he would not reject her. Be careful what you say, especially if you're going to be held accountable. Now then, there's a scripture that's kind of mind-boggling in the Word of God. It says, don't ever make a vow to God and not keep it, because it makes him angry. I've seen people say, God, I'll do this or I'll do that. I'll teach that Sunday school class, and then never teach it. Or, God, I'll go here, I'll do that. And then he calls you one day to go there, and you say, well, God, I can't do it now. And he said, you told me you'd go. That don't make me very happy. You think you're going to get a reward? No. Verse 27 and 28. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head in a charger or a platter and gave it to the damsel, the young girl. And the young girl, damsel, gave it to her mother. If that happened to John the Baptist, you know what Jesus said about John the Baptist? He was the greatest there was. But yet in the kingdom of heaven, the least in the kingdom of heaven, which is you and me, is greater than the John the Baptist. Isn't that something? But under the law, he was the greatest that had ever been. But yet what happened to him? Got his head cut off. What did he get his head cut off for? Preaching the Word of God. Now, when they, if we preach the Word of God, if somebody comes to cut your head off, are you going to be all upset about that? Yeah, Sharon says, yeah, I'm going to be upset about that. you don't do head cuttings off good, do you, Sharon? I mean, you know, here's the difference between Paul and you and me. Paul had been there and seen heaven. He knew what it was like. But you know, we have a picture of it in the Word, right? Should we be afraid to die as Christians for the King?
No.
Absolutely not. We should not be afraid to die for the King. That's like, I mean, you know, when my wife and daughter got killed, where do you think I thought they went? Heaven. I knew they went to heaven. Somebody asked me a few days later, don't you think, I forget exactly how they asked the question, about your wife and daughter, I mean, you haven't even shed a tear. I said, I've got a battle for two little girls I'm trying to win. I haven't got time for grieving at this point. I got to fight a battle. I've got a little granddaughter and a little girl like a granddaughter that I've got to see healed. Now, maybe later. I mean, there's been several times, many in the last 10 years, that something or somebody will say something about my wife or my daughter, and I'll choke up and in tears. You know, I mean, I didn't want to lose them. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? I loved them. You know, it's just like Cheryl. She's my wife now. Love her, too. I don't want to love her either. I don't want to lose her either. I want to love her, not lose her. Yeah. I want to love her, not lose her. And this morning, in fact, this morning, you know, as I was laying there in bed, of course, after my alarm had gone up, off, I'm still just laying there, just kind of resting, praying, and talking to God. And I just kind of reached over and touched her leg there, and I thought, Lord, I'm so grateful for this beautiful lady that you brought to me, you know, that I can lay here, that I can love, and that we can go places and do things. We have dinner together yesterday afternoon, and then, you know, I had to go work on the airplane, but at least we had a few minutes together. You know, I said, at least I have a mate that I can sit and talk to. You know, don't you love it when you have a good mate that you can sit and talk to? One that really loves you? Don't you love it? Sure you do. I know I do. I love having a good mate. Now, everybody's not that fortunate. Everybody don't have one, you know. But I do, and I have one, and I'm so grateful. So when I think about what the Lord says here, after he brought his head in and he gave it to the damsel, she gave it to her mother. I mean, can you imagine, Sharon, requesting somebody's head and they bring it in to you on a platter? Can you imagine being that evil? No, you can't even go there, can you, girl? No. But they literally cut his head off and put it on a platter and brought it in and handed it to that girl. And she took it over, handed it to her mother. And I can see her mother saying, I finally got you. Now, John, I got you. And then a little while later, she died. And when she died, guess who she stood before? I can see her now standing in front of the King of the universe, and he's got John the Baptist standing right beside him. Said, you had his head cut off on earth. You didn't love me. You didn't obey me. So I want you to see, he's with me, but you're not going to be. He's going to have to judge everybody, isn't he? See what the next verse says, and then we'll quit, verse 29. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse, and they laid it in a tomb. They didn't have his head. They took his body and put it in a tomb. If John the Baptist had to die, and he was the greatest in the kingdom, what could happen to you or me? Same thing? It's possible. So don't get upset. If it happens to you, if you have to die for Jesus, don't get upset. Just die for him. Is that right? Just die for him. I got real tickled the other day. I haven't seen Joseph in a long time. But I remember one time when he was here, he said he was writing a book. He was sitting there. Of course, you know, he's up, you're 80, 80. He's 80 years old. And, you know, I mean, when we get in our 70s and 80s, God only promised us in the book of Psalms 70 or 80 years. Well, he and I both are within the realms of this time now. And so he's sitting there working on his book or something, and all of a sudden he began to have an excruciating pain in his chest and down his arm. I mean, any man that's lived long as we have knows those are perfect symptoms of a heart attack. Did he go into fear? No. Lord, I got this book to get out. You know, if you want me to get it out, you're going to have to fix that heart. But if you don't want to get the book out, Lord, I'm ready to come to the house. I'm your son, whatever. And he said the pain all went away. Isn't that amazing?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Pray for Protection for You, Your Family, and the Church, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.